You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. A Cal Poly San Luis Obispo program is helping combat human trafficking. Staff from the university's Internet Crime Fighting Program recently met up with law enforcement officers from across the state to show them the signs of human trafficking operations at massage parlors. KCBX's Tyler Pratt reports.
It's estimated that human trafficking is a $150 billion global industry. Danielle Borelli is with Cal Poly's California Cybersecurity Institute, or CCI.
Human trafficking at its core is the exploitation of someone's vulnerability for a service or for a profit. And so predominantly we see that either in sexual services or labor services.
Borelli is calling from Long Beach. She's at a meeting of California law enforcement officers who've gathered to learn new crime-fighting tools. Borelli says for upwards of a decade, there have been about 8,000 cases of human trafficking in the state, and the majority involve sex trafficking.
In the past year alone, there's been over 1,200 substantiated cases of human trafficking within California. Just in the past couple years in Slo County, there's been about 32 identified victims of human trafficking.
Borelli and Cal Poly students designed an immersive display of a massage parlor that's a front for human trafficking. She uses the set to show law enforcement what to look for in sex trafficking operations. She says illicit massage parlors may often have real-looking business licenses and even anti-human trafficking signs. But if you look deeper, you might see
condoms and other kind of paraphernalia and trash cans. Also, sometimes will be an exuberant amount of makeup,
which could be a sign a lot of people are working on site. But even if a massage parlor appears to be a human trafficking operation, Borelli says victims aren't always forthcoming. They might be afraid. A person could be threatening their life or someone else's. So the CSI also teaches the digital signs of human trafficking.
You're going to find conversations on price agreements via WeChat, which is an application that's commonly used, or a text message or some other social media platform.
Borelli says web crawling technology, data science, and photo recognition are all used to find evidence. And in 2020, the CCI is launching a digital hub at Cal Poly with a new software program to help law enforcement worldwide uncover human trafficking operations. But Borelli says the first step still begins with the public.
If anything seems suspicious, whether someone seems like they're being held against their will, they're being isolated, or they're in a weird predicament, reach out and say something.
She says signs a massage parlor could be a front might be blacked out windows and late night activity with predominantly male clientele. Borelli says if you suspect anything, call an anti-human trafficking organization. It's the first step to building a case, and they will get in touch with law enforcement. She estimates there are about 70 suspected human trafficking operations on the Central Coast, a number that could rise once more people learn to recognize the signs. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.